You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Mark Ruz, founder of Ruz Compositions. Mark has been composing and producing original musical scores for over 25 years. Some of his projects include Xbox's Lynx golf video game, the documentary The Spear and the Lion, The British Zulu War, that was seen on PBS and the Discovery Channel, and commercials for companies such as MSNBC and Columbia Sportswear, just to name a few. Mark, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. Now, you have composed everything from video games, films, and commercials. Which is your favorite to score?
I think, honestly, my favorite score, it's a good question. My favorite score is the one that I actually finished not too long ago. It was for Michael Port, who's a 5-time New York Times bestselling author. He's best known for his book and his work, Book Yourself Solid, which dovetailed in very, very nicely with your program. And that is about helping executives and helping business owners that have a dream and a vision to be able to realize that, to where they have more business that they can handle. And he has a project that he was rebranding. It's called the Think Big Revolution. And I was asked to deliver the score for this. And this video that he had done was particularly almost, I want to say maybe retro. In other words, it was all stills. There was no VO or voiceover. So there was no animation. There was no actual motion, moving pictures. There was no person explaining what the product was about, what it was. And it was also 5 minutes and 55 seconds long. So that means it's a lot of time to fill, and it was all still, so just all still images. So I had written this score that is specifically, it's very orchestral in mine, but it really takes the viewer and connects the viewer with the vision that Mr. Port had about thinking bigger and being bigger. And the message is also very, very positive and very powerful. And so honestly, I know it's bit of a cliche. It's also weird because it was recently nominated for a Hollywood and Music and Media Award. So it's kind of a nice thing that it's my favorite one that I've done thus far, and then it's been nominated for an award.
And congratulations on that achievement. Now, you recently received a Hollywood Music and Media Award for your score to the Michael Port Think Big Revolution commercial ad. You must be particularly proud of this project. Now, where did you get the inspiration to score this commercial?
Where I got the inspiration was, honestly, was I was wanted to be able to take the viewer and be able to have them really connect with the message that Michael Port was delivering. I wanted to connect to them. One of the things I do is I stand for connection. So I wanted to connect the viewer with what was possible, with what the message of this video was. And that is, think bigger, you can do more, inviting collaboration, moving your dreams towards the next level. And so I had to start out where it was small and where it was building. And I also had to come up with about 3 different themes, but they all had to be tied together. And again, it was, it's fairly long, 5 minutes and 55 seconds. So it's not your standard 29 and a half second commercial. So that presented its own unique challenges. But it was very, very well executed. And I do believe that when people watch it, that they do come away feeling that they are able to reach in within themselves and be able to do more and be more.
Today we're joined by Mark Ruz, founder of Ruz Compositions, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Mark, you have your own company, obviously, Ruz Compositions. What prompted you to form your own company in the first place, and what was the most challenging part to get it off the ground officially?
No problem. So 25 years ago, when I started working in this field, people were actually reaching out to me, and I was doing a lot of commercial work as well as documentary film work. And I realized that it was something that I loved, and I think it's wonderful that people thought enough of the work that I was doing that they wanted to have me actually work with them. So, I mean, I guess the point is that I was inspired by, I mean, I love writing music for TV and film and video games. I love it. I'm inspired by my passion, and I feel like it's really truly my way that I can give back and really serve humanity and make the world a better place through art, and also connecting humanity with their own hopes and dreams that they have within themselves that are connected with the projects individually. So I guess the biggest thing is I love being able to do this because I stand for connection, and I love to be able to connect the viewer with their hopes and dreams.
Passion certainly goes a long way with whatever we do. Finally, what advice would you give to a composer trying to break into the business?
The biggest thing I would be, well, at least for me, to be able to say is connect with your why. Why do you want to do this? What is the reason for doing it? Because, at least for me, if I didn't have a strong why and I didn't know what I stood for, which was for connection, very often there are ups and downs, if there are in any business, which I'm sure you know, that your dream and your vision can get lost in the thick of thin things, so to speak, because not every business goes off the ground just perfectly. So you also have to be able to protect your dream. And remember, the third thing is that this is a business. You have to protect your attitude, and you have to protect your dream. But you also have to remember that this, for example, for me, this is the business of music. It is the music business. It is a business. And it has to be run accordingly. And if you're able to do that and be able to establish and make those great connections, it will definitely go very, very far in helping you achieve the dreams that you want to have.
Well, certainly has been good to connect with you, and certainly appreciate your inspiring, not only message, but accomplishments. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Rue's compositions online, and also how they could be in touch as well?
So I welcome anyone to visit our site. It's just www.ruescompositions.com, and that's spelled R as in Robert, O-O-S as in Sam, and then compositions, plural, so ruescompositions.com. And I welcome any communication via email, and I can be reached at Mark, M-A-R-K, at Roos, R-O-O-S, compositions.com. And welcome any communication, and I look forward to being able to speak with you again. Thank you for having me today.
You're more than welcome, Mark. Come back anytime, and thanks once again for joining us here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We've been speaking with Mark Roos, founder of Roos Compositions. Mark has been composing and producing original musical scores for over 25 years. Some of his projects include Xbox's Lynx, golf video game, the documentary The Spear and the Lion, the British Zulu War that has been seen on PBS and the Discovery Channel, and commercials for companies such as MSNBC and Columbia Sportswear, just to name a few. And once again, the website of reference and contact is Roos Compositions.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.